My name is William Andrews. I'm the director of the Ogden Museum of Southern Art. I'm from Mississippi. I was just living in Oxford, Mississippi, where I was director of the University Museum and Historic Houses, and included William Faulkner's home, Roanoke. Moved here in January of 2012. I've been here about 19 months. I think any museum has a primary goal of being relevant, and they want to always have a greater impact to the community that they seek to serve. It's very interesting because there's no real formula for that. And so when you're crafting education, when you're crafting exhibitions, programs, events, outreach, all of those things really have to be thought on terms of the individual. And you hope that that impact grows communities and connectivity, that it resonates within the different communities that make up New Orleans. I think in the museum we are always talking big plans. You have to look around the curve and envision the roadmap of where you want to be and how you want to get there. And as a museum that celebrates its 10th anniversary this year, we're a very young institution. I think that has so many advantages because even though we have a very strong mission, we still have the opportunity to continue to chart our course as we're sailing it. And that is of great value. You measure often your success in many different ways, numbers being a popular metric. They are not the only currency, as we like to say. And so we spend time thinking about how to judge the effectiveness of what we do at the Ogden Museum for our mission. I think when you're considering funding for cultural institutions in a particular city, anywhere, you'll see that the ones that survive and truly thrive are the ones that are making meaningful, lasting, collaborative efforts. Recently, we've been heavily involved in collaboration with Sculpture for New Orleans that brings large-scale monumental outdoor sculpture in a public environment throughout the city. Looking forward to collaborating with Prospect with the next biennial. And our relationship with the University of New Orleans is an important one to the Ogden Museum because we consider ourselves the university's largest classroom. We have 75,000 square feet of educational opportunities. We also welcome any university or college in the city. There's tremendous learning capacity in the museum that needs to be open and available to any educational institution. And that's one of our big goals that we talk about. You know, being a museum director is something typically for which there isn't a specific academic path or, jobs leading you up to training you for it. And coming from being a painter and teaching painting and even teaching graduate school and dealing with lots of bureaucracies and administrations can still never prepare you for the fact that there is never really, no matter what you do, enough time in the day to accomplish the goals that you set out for yourself. But it is essential to maintain your craft. Being a painter, it's essential to be able to speak that language. It helps you stay connected to the mission. It helps you stay connected to your passions. And I think those are things that help you, in turn, inspire other people. The artist Bill Dunlap told me, go into the studio every day, even if all you're going to do is sweep up.